obviously one sense of place in there is the place that you come from. And there's a poem about that as well, isn't there, really? Returning to the place you come from. Actually, and it's changed a little bit.
It has changed a bit. And I used two. I was there at one of the places I still use in the East End, Smokehouse Studios in Pennington Street.
Yep.
But I also use Vatican Rehearsal Studios in Bancroft Road. And I still go there, you know, when we're doing stuff in London. And I decided to stay at Bethnal Green's first five-star hotel a few years ago, which is the old town hall, which they've turned into apartments. So that's where I went. And
okay.
this is the story, which quite surprised me that they turned the town hall into these five-star hotels. Here we go. I like your accent. Where are you from? So I returned to Stepney and Bethnal Green. I had work to do and I was jolly keen. I was to be ensconced in the Vatican Studios, that is, in Bancroft Road with an ex-publican. I didn't stay at my World's End Club. It's a bit too far, even on the tube, let alone by car. Instead, I chose Bethnal Green's first five-star hotel. The name and address of the gaff rang a bell. Patriot Square E2. I didn't know whether to be aghast or enthrall. They'd only gone and sold the old town hall. They were in the midst of a soft opening when I rolled in. I tried my best to look happening, not like some old has-been. Russian girls seemed to be the order of the day. In reception, I meant to say. They were friendly and efficient, in no way rude or deficient. Just for a moment, I'd been tempted to say, like a 70s replay, that I wanted to complain about rubbish left dumped in Stepney Way. But I resisted the urge and I simply checked in as I indulged in Cockney humour and flashed my cheeky Cockney grin. When our business was concluded and I went to turn and go, the Slavic beauty asked me in a casual manner, apropos, "I like your accent, where are you from?" I stood transfixed. It was as if she dropped the shell of a bomb. "Aunt Ramia," I indignantly cried, pointing at the ground in dismay. "No," she coyly replied, as she camply waved a hand as if to say, "You're so cheeky." Then she triumphantly said, "New Zealand. She thought I was a Kiwi." The ignominy of being a displaced Cockney. You start hotels in your own hometown and get taken for a Kiwi.
That's fantastic. Now, I presume that happened.
It did, yeah. It absolutely happened, yeah. And then a couple of the band, we went, instead of going to Nico's over the road, yeah, we went at a posh restaurant in there, which was all right. It was, you know, but he asked for a menu. No, the chef, he decides what you eat. Which was, and like, we only sat there and stood for it.
And paid for it.
And paid for it, yeah.